This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
K&C Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, Mike has been trying to find ways to fix the Rangers. Usually he is perpetually fixing the Mavs, and I know you are passionate about this. We will talk about
nothing
it.
Nothing to fix there. Bring them all back.
I also want to get thoughts from the Tolos. Is Dwight Powell turning into, for the Mavs and for the fans, the equivalent of Jalen Smith in terms of he is not the absolute worst player, but it feels like based on what he gets paid and what he does, it feels like a terrible situation and he becomes the representation of all problems. Because I feel like sometimes for you, I'm not saying he hasn't been problematic. Sometimes for you, I feel like he becomes the representation of all Mavericks problems.
Yes, he's not the worst player in the NBA. He can play on, you know, if he is in Oklahoma City, you know, who cares? They're going to lose 60 plus games. Like, you want him to be a leader on the team and play 20 minutes and, you know, get hammered every game? Fine, you know, but when you're trying to do something special, he can't be on your team. Or if he's on your team, he can't be in your regular rotation. If a guy gets hurt, hey, you know, rolled ankle, guy's going to miss 2 to 4 weeks. And Dwight Powell has to now come off the bench for 15 minutes a night to kind of help you out through those situations. Great, man. The dude runs up and down the court really fast. You know, he's, I guess you'd call him active on defense. He doesn't do anything positively on defense, but he is running around like, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, everything just alley-oops and crap happen for the other team. So it's kind of like the way I explain this for this segment is Dan Quinn came in as a defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys. And he knew how to attack Jalen Smith. I mean, he's a blinking light. For the last 2-3 years, he's been a blinking light for offenses to attack, take advantage of. They know. He knows how bad Jalen Smith is. He got to play against him. And he's like, he's a horrible football player. But then he comes to Dallas, and they're probably like, oh, it's Jalen Smith. He's just a good guy, man. Great attitude. All this stuff. And probably Dan's like, wow, man, they really like this guy. I guess that's why they gave him that big contract. I mean, I'm not going to immediately say, guys, like, he's a guy we attack in multiple ways when I was at the Falcons, and I know that other teams attack him in multiple ways. He's your weakest defensive player on your starting unit. And I'm sure that you can't just immediately say that. I know you can't as a new coach to the ownership that gave a guy a crap load of money.
I want to get to some of these fan texts because they're surprising. I did not expect it to go this direction. But first I want to talk about this.
Because he's like Jalen Smith.
Mike, serious question. Do you think he would be more helpful if he didn't tear his Achilles? Here's the reason why I asked this question.
All right.
Is there is a contingent of people out there. Some people I know are fans of this show that think there was a time when he was really good and that we're ignoring his success off the pick and roll and a variety of other things.
No, he was not good before that. I did not want to sign him to a contract before that. If you wanted to sign him to, at that time, a three-year, $3 million a year contract to have him on your team, like I said, to be your 11th or 12th guy, maybe at best your 10th, that's who he was before he got hurt. Go look at his numbers, Tolos. And he was on crap teams. I mean, teams that couldn't make the playoffs, teams that weren't competing. And it was like, here, Dorian Finney-Smith, Maxi Kleba, Dwight Powell. You guys get to play in the NBA just like if you're playing right now on the Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, name the team that is struggling to maybe try to be a 500 team at some point. That's who the Mavericks were for a few years. The last few years of Dirk were pathetic years of Mavericks basketball. Not as bad as the 90s, but they were pathetic. We were running out Dennis Smith Jr. and Harrison Barnes and saying, who knows what can happen this year? I already know what happens this year. We stink. And so I would say that it took Dan Quinn some time. He had to give them the starting reps to start training camp off. Wasn't he the starter in training camp to start off? Like, I'm going to give it to these guys because they gave him the money. They love him. I'm listening to him. I know that he's not good. And then you start seeing training camp progress, and you start seeing Dan eliminate Jalen Smith from certain packages and certain things. And then we got to the regular season, and there's a little bit more of a limited role. And I'm just wondering, here's my hope, because Jason Kidd can't be as stupid as whoever thinks Dwight Powell's good at basketball over there. Oh, is that at some point, whether it's 10 games in or 20 games in, that they can go, hey, Mark Cuban, whoever, sit down with me and let me show you why I can't play this guy.
Yeah. And they need to draft Micah Parsons. Like, that has to happen. Or somebody that can fill that void for this guy. You have to be able to replace him with something. And that's one of the benefits that Dan Quinn had, right? Is he did get the linebacker. He was able to do it, and he knew he had somebody to fill. But if you don't have that, who are they going to go to?
I do wonder is, I saw some Star one Jalen person Brunson say, I mean, I support that. No, I'm just kidding. I saw somebody say Willie Cauley-Stein, but more pressingly, I think you would give Moses Brown a look would be my initial thought. I like this though, from the 575. Powell reminds me a lot of the definition of false hustle. Always diving around for balls, waving arms, but not actually doing anything that they think that they're doing. Now, the reason why I said I was surprised.
I pointed a play out to Mike last night.
In the second quarter,
second quarter, 4 minutes and 32 seconds. Mike said he told me yesterday in break exactly what you're going to see. You see the greatest athlete with no dexterity.
I think I'm surprised by this feedback because I'm not going to lie, Mike.
I'm telling you, he's Jalen Smith. Remember how Jalen Smith was like, you guys are the stupidest people in the world.
I don't think he is.
I thought it was going to be even. But, like, just check this out. From the 817, he just straight up sucks. From the 469, Powell should be behind Moses Brown and Willie Cauley-Stein. From the 469, Powell is not turning into Jalen Smith. He has been the same as Jalen. From the 214, at least Jalen Smith could say he had the second most tackles. I wish Powell had the second most rebounds. From the 469, Dwight Powell's horrible. I thought it was going to be kind of like more, some for, some again. It's almost unanimous.
From the 214, Powell plays like Ben Stiller's partner in Along Came Polly when he's like, Rainmaker.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, he's dead. But I was going to say, I don't think that he is the Mavericks version of Jalen Smith because I didn't think he was known well enough. Because people saw Jalen Smith and started to get disgusted by his celebration.
Yeah.
Powell was playing well-ish and had the Achilles injury and disappeared for a while. And then, most of last season, you were just like, well, maybe he's just still coming off of injury and like having an Achilles injury whenever you're a guy who relies on superior athleticism. You got to develop some other skills, and he hasn't. But here's the thing. I don't think Dwight Powell is as clueless about it. Like, Jalen was clueless, right, that anything was wrong. He thought he was doing all the right things. I did what I was supposed to do. I recovered from injury, and now I'm here.
That's an interesting question because, like, let's all be honest. The Mavs offered him that contract, 3 years, $33 million. I'd be like, hell yeah, I'll take that deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's not his fault. I don't know. That's a great question because you don't see him, like, necessarily celebrate the same way. So that is a great question. Look, I would love to have Dwight Powell on here. I understand the reasons why he would choose not to come on our program, but I would love to ask some of those questions. From the 972, Dwight Powell is not a starter. He can be, at most, a 10-minute guy on your team.
Yeah, like, come off the bench. All that energy that he brings, it doesn't matter how much energy you bring when you can't compete against the best players in the world. You can't start him, because I heard Jason Kidd talk about this before the season started. He might not want to put his best five out there to start the game. So he's kind of, even before the season starting, talking a little bit about Dwight Powell's not one of our five best players, right? He doesn't come out and specifically say that, but he said in an interview, Dwight Powell's not one of our five best players, but I might not want to just put out our five best players to start the game. I totally get that. I understand, right? Ginobili coming off the bench, Jason Terry here coming off the bench. A lot of teams don't start their best five players or their five finishing players. But Dwight Powell cannot compete at an NBA level against starting players in this league. So he destroys you. He destroys you in the first quarter. He destroys you in the third quarter. You know, at best, he can come in when backup players come in and not look pathetic.
So a couple of questions here about what to do next then. I'm going to shut some of these down. From the 469, can we trade Dwight Powell for Ben Simmons?
Yes.
Not even close.
I want Ben Simmons.
I do.
I would trade that. I would do that. I'll even trade for Kyrie Irving if that was just the trade.
But more realistically, the question was, what can you get for Dwight Powell? And I'm not kidding about the salary relief. Like, I'll take whatever if it expires this year.
There's no team wants him.
I agree.
Because you have to throw him in somehow.
Well, I wonder if you take another team's other problematic contract that just ends sooner. That could be a stretch, but not only is he under contract this year for $11 million, he's under contract next year for another $11 million. So if you can get salary cap relief, and then the question got asked, we've been trying to figure this out. What is it that Sacramento wants for Marvin Bagley?
Yeah.
I have no idea
said value.
I know, but then they're not going to play him at all. And they turn down deals for him. I don't know what they're doing.
They don't want him to get hurt. They're just like, well, just wait till we get the value and he won't be hurt. Likely to get hurt.
So they didn't get the value before.
That's maybe true.
He's likely to get injured.
I could see. I mean, he does get injured. They didn't get the value before, but they're not going to play him and hope that somebody is like, okay.
Well, finally, we'll give it to you.
You might be right.
Yeah. I really like this from the 817. I hope you didn't read this already. Maybe Mark's so salty about the Rondo trade that he refuses to give up Powell.
That's the last piece, right?
Here's what I think.
Fair.
Here's the positives about Dwight Powell. He hustles, okay? Without a doubt, he gives you 100% of what he has at all times, okay? So if you think I do hate him as a player, but I'm going to give you the positives. He hustles all the time, tries hard all the time. As Kevin Gray said, he's one of the leaders on that team. All the teammates love and respect Dwight Powell. Dwight Powell is an unbelievable community person. He is a guy that has helped out the Metroplex in multiple ways. That, you know, those things usually don't get reported. People don't care too much about.
And those things do matter. Yeah.
But they matter a lot to an organization. They matter. So it's one of these things. He's honestly a great example of this. Like, I would tell my kids this. I have told my kids this. Because I didn't do this. I was not the best at this. Okay, just be super nice. Try your best all the time, and you'll be surprised at things that come your way. And I won't say this to them that you don't deserve. Okay, Dwight Powell does not deserve that money he's making. Dwight Powell does not deserve minutes on a good NBA basketball team. But because of the person that he is, he gets them. And he's not the only person in the NBA. He's not the only person in professional sports. And he's not the only person in this world that are not competent enough for that position.
Or this Metroplex.
But get that position because of the person that he is. Unfortunately, not the player that he is. And Mark can't see that. Mark does not have a basketball eye enough to see that. He's fallen in love with the person and can't understand why people don't like the player.
I hate to do this, but sometimes we have to crush people's hopes and dreams. From the 972, Dwight Powell and Porzingis for Joel Embiid. That isn't
I will take
even
that deal.
Close.
What do you mean?
You could not get Ben Simmons for Dwight Powell and Kristaps Porzingis, let alone Joel Embiid.
You know what? You can't get Joel Embiid for those two guys.
Is this,
yes.
You can't have my two guys for Joel Embiid in your face.
That's
a terrible deal.
I think the tough thing, too, as a Mavericks fan, what we've been in for last year and now this year, is last year was, hey, Porzingis is finally going to kind of come back and be a guy, but we got to see. We can't really do anything with the team till we see Porzingis, and it didn't work. He wasn't healthy enough to find anything out. So it's like, okay, let's do that again. But now that you let go of every front office kind of person and all your coaching staff, now it's like, well, we got to run this team back out there. We got to bring back the exact same team with just different coaching staff and see how it all works with a different coaching staff, because – obviously Rick Carlisle only getting 33 points and 17 rebounds out of Sabonis on opening night obviously has no clue on how to coach big guys. That was proven after one game in Indiana. And that's why, you know, we got to see another coach Porzingis, because it was Rick Carlisle holding him back.
They made just their the way decision, Mike.
Porzingis, you know, just because Sabonis was held back for only 33 and 17 on opening night for them. And then you got to see this from Dwight Powell and this from Dorian Finney-Smith. So we could go this whole year and they're just like, well, we had to give Jason Kidd and Nico and all these guys a look at the guys that we liked. And now they can start trying to move these guys, even though it's kind of another wasted year of Luka. Hopefully it's not.
And as long as we continue to crush dreams from the 817, what do we have to give up for Jarrett Allen? He got a 5-year, $100 million extension, so he ain't going nowhere. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Betting with Bassick and Masterpiece of the Week. Going to be fun. We'll do it next. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for a little betting with Bassick.
All right, Corey, you are 7-5 on the year.
All right.
Kevin, profitable. You are 5-7.
Not profitable.
I am even, but nobody's really running away with this thing as you are 7-3 and 3-7, and so it got closer to evening up. I get to pick first this week. Guys, I'm going to go to one of the best games on the slate. And I'll let either one of you take this, and then I'll just take another game too. What's happening? I like the Bengals plus 6.5, okay? So I don't think the Bengals are going to win in Baltimore, but I do like that a quality team like the Bengals is getting 6.5 points. So obviously they can lose by 6, and I still win. Do either one of you like the Ravens in that game by 6.5?
Not necessarily, but you can put that on me since I've been like consistently shouting out Lamar Jackson. We'll see.
Yeah, nothing against Lamar. I think he's going to win this game. But I could see this being more 27-21, 27-24. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Baltimore, after blowing out the Chargers, are going to blow out the Bengals at home. But
Bengals' two losses are by combined 6 points.
I would like to say thank you, Kevin, because I will be rooting for the Bengals in this game, and I don't want to have
just
to,
for that one fan.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I got T. Higgins. I'm a fantasy team, so I'm rooting for the Bengals at all costs.
Gotcha.
Okay. Maybe you guys will pick one of these spreads that are 12 or 16 or 17. I think those are really tough to kind of say. I know that Chicago is going to cover 12, or I know that the Texans are going to lose by 18 points. Those are really tough for me to pick because of the number. So I'm going to take a favorite here after taking a dog. Corey, I'm going to take the Raiders minus 3 at home against Philadelphia.
All right.
I think Philadelphia is a bad team.
That was one of my three. Yeah, and I won my two.
The Raiders, look, I get like what happened to them. They lost their coach. It was very embarrassing, but they had a great game. I don't think the momentum's going to end there. I think the Raiders win by more than 3 points at home against the Eagles. So you get Philly plus 3.
I appreciate that one because I get to root against Philly in a way because I want them to lose, but I want them to lose by less than 3 points, right?
Yeah, if they lose by 3, it's a push. If they lose by 2 or 1, you win.
If they lose,
I feel like this is a best case scenario because if they win, that stinks, but at least you got some money. And if they lose, you're like, that was worth $20.
Yeah, this is not a bad one for me, but this is actually one of the bets that I liked on your side too. It's a really good bet in the Raiders' favor here.
All right, our turns. What say me? What say you?
You go first.
All right. We talked about this. I know the line moved by a point, but that's fine. I'm still gonna stick with it. I'm going with the people I trust, and they screwed me over one time this season. If they do again, they'll be dead to me. But I'm taking the Titans plus 4.5. Against the Chiefs.
I can't decide which one I want. Here.
I like that on your side.
By the way,
I didn't want to take it. There's part of me, it's weird that I just don't want to bet against the Chiefs because I'm going to root for them. But
because you feel like they're going to flip the switch and go.
Titans at home. I just thought that this would, honestly, if I was picking this line, I would pick it as a pick 'em. I almost feel like they're getting 4 points here or 4.5 points that they that they shouldn't have because the Chiefs' reputation. But the Chiefs' reputation against the spread is pathetic this year.
Yes. No, absolutely. By the way, you can hear that game right here on The Fan. Remember, Sunday, Chiefs against Titans pregame 11:30 kick at noon. And then we will have, Corey, Eagles versus Raiders after that again right here on The Fan.
Mike, I love the idea that somebody would give me two touchdowns
and a field goal
against the Cardinals. But look at this. They beat the Rams by 17. They beat the Browns 37-14. They beat the Jaguars 31-19. They beat the Titans 38-13.
You're going blowout city, huh?
I can't. I want to bet that game so bad because 17.5 points, two touchdowns is big enough. And you're adding a.
Oh, you're
but
saying
I
you
can't
want,
do it.
You think the Texans can cover
do it.
Yeah, I don't want. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going the other side on this.
Ooh.
I'm going Buccaneers minus 12.
Oh.
I'm going to take that big spread at home, and I'm very interested to see if Justin Fields can score enough points to keep up with one of the most prolific offenses in the game right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the Buccaneers minus 12.
All right. We're the KNC masterpiece, by the way. Did you hear about the pirate that got his ear pierced?
Cabrian Hayes.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do you know how much it costs?
Don't do it.
A Buccaneer. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Ha ha, you thought that was going to be a good use of your time. Right now, come back, Corey. We'll make it all worthwhile.
No, don't.
It's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
She said list this.
Reggie is so mad at me.
I'm
right
very
now.
Upset, actually.
You hear about the deer that got his antler pierced?
Please.
No.
Cost him a buck.
Okay, we essentially.
That's funny, Mike. That's good.
That's ridiculous.
Neither of those have been fun.
You're right.
Back to you, Reggie. Good luck.
Did you hear?
He's going to come up with more jokes if you don't just start playing audio.
Masterpiece of the Week is a segment that we do every week in which we revisit some of the funny, stupid, odd things that have been said on this very program over the last week or so. I don't know how or where to start this because I'm so frustrated by the terrible
Hey, Reggie,
jokes.
What does garlic do when it gets hot? It takes its cloves off.
Oh, my God.
I hope that's what this segment turns into today.
Back to you, Reggie.
Kind of roast.
I'm not even feeling well enough to deal with this right now. But I guess, you know what? I can recognize when people want to do things. So if you want to, I don't even know what that meant. If you want to participate with the... With the terrible dad jokes, I guess. What are we calling those?
Okay, Reggie, do you know why oysters don't donate to charity? Because they're shellfish.
877-881-1053. That's the number for the Autoflex Leasing Fan Tags.
They can't make money. Mm-hmm. They just lay in the ocean.
That is correct, yes.
Mountains aren't just funny.
Oh, are they freshwater oysters?
They're hill areas.
Sure, why not?
This is your fault, Reggie. You just start playing audio. You can get away from this.
Sean Sharif said this.
You know, I didn't think about the nipples, but yes, of course.
That was in a crosstalk with us. Because I don't know why I remember him saying nipples, but I can't remember the context.
Does it matter?
It was about breastfeeding. I was talking about breastfeeding versus like formula feeding.
Why were you talking about breastfeeding, Mike?
I can't remember.
How can you not remember?
Oh, the milk.
There it is.
Mother's milk. Oh, pure as mother's milk.
Anytime I think of Micah Parsons, I just think of mother's milk.
Can we help somebody out just super quick?
They said, pure part of it.
I'm having trouble understanding the whole plus minus betting thing. Can you explain how it works? The 903, just real quick, and we'll get back to it.
All right. I needed this.
Okay, yeah. Think about it from the context of $100, right? So
I don't think that's what they're talking about. I think they're talking about like.
I think they're just saying Baltimore is minus 6.5.
Oh,
Baltimore has to win by 7 points or more.
So yeah, you just take
the final score. Baltimore doesn't win by 7 points or more, they actually lose the bet.
So Reggie, you're right. The final score, and then factor in whatever you have. So I have the Ravens minus 6.5. So whatever the final score is, I have to subtract 6.5. For the Titans, I get to add 4.5. So if the Titans lose by 4, that's fine. Like, I don't have a rooting interest in the Titans. Yeah, I think you guys are probably right. All right, Reggie, back to you.
Yeah, that was a little bit of an education. And speaking of education, Mike had a question.
Do they play sports in schools like high school?
Do they play sports?
And so eventually there's he would say internationally, but listen to it one more time, Mike. The way you pause does make it kind of feel like that's the end of that question.
Do they play sports in schools like high school?
Like that sounds like the end of your question.
I like in it. England, overseas.
I don't know if that made it any better, but
well, we found out they did.
Yes, we did.
May not have made it better, but I think that Kevin and Corey combined for this one.
So it's not getting any
harder. So it's not going to get any harder. There are no more big tests.
What are you testing for there, Corey?
What a computer's favorite snack is.
Did he just segue into a joke?
Computer chips.
Crap,
I said
so
it wrong.
Much.
A robot's favorite snack is computer chips. Damn it. I did segue. It was a perfect move, too. I don't know what we were talking about in that moment.
My dog likes eggs.
Is there...
Just let it breathe. Just let it breathe.
Like wine.
I don't either. I just really don't.
Get it?
What's Obi-Wan Kenobi's brother's name? Obi-2.
I hate it here.
Kenobi.
So much. Amazing. So much.
254, good job. I'm sorry.
The 817, my pet duck loves these dad jokes. He's quacking up.
Oh, my God. There's at least one person, Reggie, who's furious and was like, why don't you guys shut the F up and let Reggie do his thing? And that's fair. Yes.
But also, Kenobi. Like, I appreciate that, Texter, but also I understand what this show is. And right now I'm playing the role of Kevin where everybody annoys me.
Oh, yeah.
What happens when a strawberry gets run over crossing the street?
What?
It smushes.
Traffic jam.
Oh, my God. Back to you, Reggie.
Hurry up, Reggie.
Mike had an instance where he kind of fell down some verbal stairs with dealing with the name.
Never happened. Left tackle, Josh. Starts with a Y. Niche man. N-I-J. Nijman.
Just let it happen. Yeah.
How would you pronounce N-I-J? Go. Nijman.
Oh, my God. It still is funny because he's like, I don't know if we can. I'm going to request it, Reggie. Can we play that one more time? Listen for the moment where Mike decides he's going to go on the offensive when it comes to name pronunciation. He's like, I've had enough of your ridicule. We're going on the offensive.
Left tackle, Josh. Starts with a Y. Nijman. Nijman.
Just let it happen, guys.
How would you pronounce N-I-J? Go. Nijman.
And he just kept saying it.
Oh, man. Sometimes I don't even know how funny I am until I hear it again.
That's going to be tough to beat that one.
It is.
I will throw myself at the mercy of the court as I said this. Oh, let's just slam kids. Let's do it.
I will.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm glad I was the voice
Corey
of reason.
Corey is the only reasonable one because Mike I jumped in out. On that too quick. Crap.
Reggie.
Oh, no. Don't bring this my way. You have your own stuff.
Hornets are in the ground with that small hole. Yes. Have you ever seen that little small hole?
This. Oh, how do you have so many kids?
Something in the ground? Oh, I was talking about wasps and hornets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they come out of the ground.
J.R. Smith.
No.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith never played for the
that's
Hornets.
Right. Yeah, he stepped in the Hornets.
Yeah, you guys think I'm making a joke. I'm making it serious.
I really did.
You're just so good at jokes, Mike. That's why.
Sometimes I forget how funny you are.
For some reason, Jabbar Gaffney came up.
You need to stop right now. I did Jabbar Gaffney, that one guy. All right.
What?
All right.
That sounds like a story.
So it's a bad story. Fantasy football victory in my favor. Jabbar Gaffney, Brandon Marshall was suspended or out for the game, the championship game. I threw Jabbar Gaffney in there. He scored like 44 points in the game and ended up winning me the championship. And that's what we call it. We call it getting Jabbar Gaffney'd.
You said You said I did Jabbar Gaffney.
Yeah, I Jabbar Gaffney'd that guy. Jesse Holly told us that Jabbar Gaffney... sizable in that area. To the point that Tom Brady would be like, get that out of my face.
Oh, no.
I was in his face.
Huh? No, ask Jesse Holly. Actually, I'm sure Jesse's listening. Jesse, just text us and let us know that we're right about it. These stories are hilarious.
From the 972, what did one nut say to the other when he was chasing him? I'm a cashew. Cashew, damn it. I mess it up.
You have to stop doing them.
Yeah. All right, I'm out.
We suck at jokes.
Yeah, I think we should just be done with this now. Go ahead and vote, fellas.
I mean, obviously.
It's Mike.
I'm voting for Mike. In that incredible name discussion.
It wins. That's what I'm voting for, too. Left tackle, Josh. Josh. Starts with a Y. Nijman? N-I-J? Nijman.
Just let it happen, guys.
How would you pronounce N-I-J? Go. Nijman.
You know what I love? Is the first time he pronounces it, he goes Nij, and then he puts a lot of emphasis on the man. Let me see if I can play one more time.
N-I-J? Nij? 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 Nijman? Nijman?
There it is.
Like, that was what was his incorrect about it. I didn't say man forceful enough. Sorry, I can't help it. From the 469, my wife asked me to get 6 cans of Sprite from the grocery store. I realized when I got home that I'd pick 7 up. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I want to go home.
Coming up next.
But like Reggie Bullock, now it's like Bullock. Now everybody's like Reggie Bullock with the ball. And I'm like, why can't we just say Bullock?
That's not how you pronounce his name, though.
That's fine. No,
you want people to call you Mike Backsick?
That's fine.
Niche, man.
Coming up next. We will crosstalk with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
Not important enough to get my name right. Oh.
Next, right here in The Fan.
Neither is Nijman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome. How are you, Haggy?
I will answer that question once you make a selection.
Happy Football Friday.
Thank you. Would you like this crosstalk to go more traditional, talk about sports, or go in a little bit of a different direction?
I really like the direction it's been going with uncomfortable personal questions. Okay. Is that what you're alluding to?
Well, kind of. But Corey said something super intriguing to me off air. He said, oh, we've for sure cloned people. Do you think there are clones out there walking among us?
I'll say yes, probably eccentric billionaires. There's like 3,100 billionaires on the planet right now. And, yeah, you know, I think they'd want to bring back their kids or their grandma or something, and they'd have the kind of money to pay, like, a scientist to pull that off for them.
Doppelgangers count, or are these just different people that look like you?
No, these are, I think the clone, like, you take somebody's DNA, create another person. Cell. And the reason that I think we don't know that they're out there is because why would you want somebody to know that they're out there? You wouldn't want it that public because... You want to study this in a natural environment without people understanding that that's that way, right? So you want to observe how people react to that person, not knowing what they are. And so that's, but that being said, Kevin, in 2002, CloneAid, part of a religious group that believes humans were created by extraterrestrials, they said they had gotten the first human clone, a girl named Eve. They never provided any evidence. Of course, you wouldn't. They also said that they had 12 human clones that they purportedly created. And then there's other information out there, most of it in like Korea, South Korea, in that area.
And then to go along with that, in our nonsensical questions of the day, would you be cool with getting a body part transplanted from a pig? Because that has, like, obviously been really huge
news. I don't
want
a snout.
That person, okay, fair. That's very fair. That guy got a kidney from a pig, and they're like, there's an article up on MSN right now. They're like, this could be the way that medical science starts going. Like, not for everybody, but, like, if this was your option, would you be cool?
Like
with
a pig kidney?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, yeah. Let's go for it.
Whatever it takes to keep you alive.
Yeah.
And if it's better, it's better.
There's nothing more scary than having your life end. So anything short of that, not ideal. But yeah, man, I'll take a goat heart, whatever it takes, man.
Does that work? Does a pig's kidney work in a human person?
They just transplanted it. They said they believe it is going to work.
You just got to have a good seamstress, man.
They asked the person who got it, does it work? He goes,
man.
Yeah. I guess How do you feel about this, Mike?
I would be really scared if I was one of the first people that they're like, we can't find a human donor
but not
for
as scared
you.
As you would be of dying.
Yeah, I guess that's now your option. Hey, you're going to die in whether 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is, or we can try to put an animal's liver or kidney or something inside of you and see if it works.
That's exciting.
Now, the scary part is people start getting creative and they start getting parts of animals that it's not
going
to save their life.
No, but it might enhance the quality of their life.
Thank you.
So you
want
to breathe underwater or something? Is that what you're about to tell me? Horse parts. Horse parts.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Breathing underwater would be badass.
What if you had gills on your neck?
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Yes.
Or on your butt. Like, it doesn't matter where they are. Can you breathe? That's all that matters underwater. Like, it doesn't matter where it is.
But then you can't wear pants because the gills have to be in the water. Like, you can't, your pants would cover up the water.
Oh, no.
See, y'all are talking about underwater stuff that can give you competitive advantages. I'm talking about.
Also, Mike just said, then you can't wear pants in the water. Like, that seems okay.
Yeah, I'm swimming in the ocean, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm way down deep underneath the sea. I don't, nobody's seeing me with my pants off.
Mermaids don't wear pants.
For real.
But I was taking it to another way. You guys were talking about competitive. I'm talking about there are some guys that would get an animal part to slay the women.
Mm-hmm. Like a dolphin panoose.
How about a horse part?
Since you mentioned mermaids, why do humans fantasize about hooking up with a mermaid? How would that work?
Don't know.
Like, do they not see the construction of the mermaid?
Don't know.
It's always weird, you know, because the other thing is the ocean smells really bad.
Like a fish.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be a pleasant experience.
Corey, you still with
us? They are pretty. You know, but I think Hollywood has done a disservice as far as the accuracy of that whole story.
Yeah.
Now, we need to probably talk about the Mavericks. What was your takeaway from game one? Is it's just game one, or did you see trends there that you were already worried about that now you worry are problematic?
Yeah, it's just game one. I think 3 to 5 games, there's a decent chance that some of those things are popping up. But this is going to be a winning basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they debuted in a building full of fans that were very, very excited about the way that last playoffs ended.
It's a good team.
Yeah, it's a good team. But yeah, you know, they got their lunch money taken a little bit both ends of the court, and now they got to bounce back.
Exactly. If they'd done this against the Rockets or a team like Orlando, I'd have major concerns. But the anticipation was greater because they did so well in the preseason and everybody was very positive about training camp. And so it was like, okay, this team might actually compete against Atlanta. But just like Gavin said, that was no different than the Cowboys going to Tampa Bay.
Do you think the gap was different?
Well, here's the difference. I'm talking about the anticipation and the crowd.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The crowd in Tampa was going crazy because they're getting their – Super Bowl rings, the whole 9 yards, then they know they're good. Atlanta's fans feel the same way. We know we're good. And not only do the fans know that, the players know that. They created a swag. For those who aren't keeping up with Atlanta, they took Milwaukee to 6 games in the Eastern Conference Finals. It wasn't like, okay, they got out of the first round. They literally could have made it to the NBA Finals. Miami made it the year before, so it wasn't impossible. With that being said, why did they do that? Because they're a really good team, and they know they're a real good team. The Mavericks hope to be a good team.
And among that hope, do you think we're going to have an answer at center at any point this season?
Like Mike said earlier, I didn't catch the 1 o'clock, but like he said earlier in the crosstalk and at the top of the show, Moses Brown is for real. And keep this in mind. He's just young. That's the only problem right now. So you almost like if you play him a lot, you're going to have to go through some growing pains. So what's the motivation for this team this season? Are you trying to grow some players or are you trying to make a statement and get out of the first round and go further? Here's the X factor that nobody's talking about right now.
Because you don't think those two things can work in cooperation?
I think
then?
They can.
Okay.
And I also think that the Mavericks have on staff a guy named Sean, he's the defense coordinator. Sean, he came with Jason Kidd.
Okay.
He's the guy that unleashed Giannis. Okay. He's the guy that's worked with Giannis all these years. He's going to be working with the big man. He's going to work with Moses. He's been working with Moses Brown. He's going to work with Porzingis. But I think Moses Brown has something, and it's so much so, and this is what no one's really Sean Sweeney, thank you. They're playing at Toronto tomorrow.
Yep.
Toronto is holding Goran Dragic hostage. Everybody thought they were just going to cut him and buy him out.
Yeah.
They're holding him hostage because they want, what I've heard, is they want Moses Brown and Dwight Powell. Okay? Powell is from Toronto. And for anybody that thinks, oh, the Mavericks will not trade away Dwight Powell because he's beloved in the locker room, he's beloved in the community, I got two words for you. Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
I got another one. How about Curry? They traded away Curry last summer. He was beloved. They traded him away for a guy that they thought could help them be better on the perimeter defense. They traded away Harrison Barnes in the middle of a game because they wanted cap space. And Harrison Barnes was even more beloved in the organization. So they will do whatever it takes. But I think what's going on right now is a chess game where the Mavericks aren't going to just give up Moses Brown. Yeah, Dwight Powell for the money to match up. But Moses Brown, they see what we see. And they're like, okay, at some point, you're going to give up Goran Dragic.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would be happy if you got old Goran Dragic, even though he's Luka's buddy, you know,
and you lost Moses Brown.
And Moses Brown becomes some star.
He's
so,
like 22. So,
yes,
yeah.
and he's ridiculously agile in the paint. He's got long arms. He's not awkward. He's not clumsy. He's just young. That's it. So watch to see how that plays out. I'm curious about tomorrow's game only because all the people who are making the moves will be watching it. You follow me?
Yeah.
All the holdup thing. This may not happen at all. It may not happen until the All-Star break. But I would be shocked if the Mavericks gave up Moses Brown and or anybody else for Goran Dragic. And they want Dragic badly.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Heggie, including Stephen Jones coming up here at 2:15, 20 minutes from Steve.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Looking forward
to Friday.
That. Roll home with the G-Bag
Nation. I got two locks, Mike, if you want to dance at the break.
All right, that's fine. You're up $100, man. You're 5-0 this year.
That's right.
And thank God you're not going to be 6-0, because I'll just keep thinking that I'm down 100, but I should be down 1,100.
I will broadcast my locks, by the way, at 3:40 if you want to get on this train.
All right. I am looking forward to that. Want to make sure we get you started on time. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here. Actually, I guess Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say happy bye week, Kevin.
Happy bye week, everybody.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Niche man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.